We're holding in the end of Simen Reish Nun Beis that the Mechaba brings down in the end of Seif Hei Mutar Liten Chitim Letoch Rechaim Shel Mayim Somuch Lechasheicho. You're allowed to put wheat into a grinder, a matchena, a rechaim, that works on water, and it will grind it in Shabbos. Again, it's one of these halachas that we learned in the whole Simen, that a person is allowed to do a melocha erev Shabbos, and will finish up in Shabbos. What is the chiddush in this case? The Ramo explains, v'lechashvina lehashma askol shiyom urechaim shel ploini teichnis v'shabbos. And we don't care, there will be a Hashmas Koil when the Rechaim work is a noise. And people will say that Rechaim Shel Pleini are working in Shabbos. This is Shitas HaMechaba. V'yesh Oisrim Zog De Ramo B'Rechaim. Ein Echana, I mean all the other things, Shriyaz Dievis HaMemonim, you're allowed to do Erev Shabbos and will finish on his own in Shabbos. But in Rechaim, U'Bechol Mokim Shiyesh Yochush, and every place that is a chashav Hashmo Haskoil is also asu. The Mephoshim bring down like a washing machine, a dryer, a dishwasher, Zakim Shem Zaman Arabach. All these things, you're not allowed to make them to do, start in Arab Shabbos and finish on their own in Shabbos, because it's a Hashmo Haskoil and Chayshinen Mitzad Hashmo Haskoil. The Ramo finishes, V'ochi Nog Lekatchile. And this is the minik. Umiu b'makim pseide yesh lo'ogil k'mo shemavur le'el seif ha'simen. In the case of the marshal, a person has a ticket to leave Matzi Shabbos, and he doesn't have clothes, and there will be a big hefset for him to buy new clothes. He's allowed to put a washing machine that will finish in Shabbos. Zog the mishnabur b'makim pseide ha'tam, does yochel lismach ha'deo ha'rishen v'shem ha'keles litin b'oid yoyim? Aber b'shabbos osur litin afilo ha'le'in ha'yehudi. ואפילו סחירוי. דבר הלוכה בנגדן, ומכל מוקים במוקים שנוהגו, קוסה בדרכי מוישה. והיכה דנוהגו להתארה, אין למחוס ביות. So this is the הלוכה. So שיטס המחבר, that is מותר even a דובר ושמו הסקויל, שיטס הרמו, that a דובר ושמו הסקויל is also. Only the מוקים בסדר, it's מותר. A radio, זכם שמזמן היבח. A tape recorder. To put it on before Shabbos or the sound in Shabbos is also Sarashmo Asa Koil. And it's a big chiddush because the koil of the tape, no one thinks that it's a melocha. They know it's a song. The melocha is putting on the tape. And Rechaim, the grinding is the melocha. But even so, the Isu is also Sarashmo Asa Koil and it's also. Shmuzaman declares, what is the shir of Hashmo Asa Koil? How strong is the noise has to be? He brings a rifle in Behemshech HaRamo, Zog the Ramo, Umuto Le'amid Kli HaMishkele Shikirim Zayger, it's a watch in the old days, it's to wind the watch, Be'erev Shabbos, Afak Mishim HaShmei HaKol Lo'idiyah HaShoz B'Shabbos, they have these clocks, that make noise every half an hour, every hour, every 12 hours, you're allowed to. I, the Yisur of HaShmo HaSkoil, Ki HaKol Yoidim Shedalkum Le'amid Me'etmer, because everyone knows that people do it before Shabbos. You don't make the watch every day. You put it on and it runs a couple of days. The mele it's muta. Shemur says that it's mashma from here that in Shabbos alone is the isur to put to mechav in the watch. Because if it's no isur, so what is the isur of Hashma HaSkoil? Stam a noise, if it's no chshash meloche, what could be the isur of Hashma HaSkoil? Even in Shechonor Harav is mashma that it's a zilus of the Shabbos. Even if it would be no melocha b'shma asakoil, it could be it's osu. Or maybe the isur b'shma asakoil in Shabbos. But the melocha mishnebura shayt klor, that the isur is only because of the melocha fixing the watch. Zog the mishnebura sif koton nun. Ki hakel yoni v'leichashinen shiachshidu she'emidah b'shabbos. And the shmur Shabbos is aim, it says, mashma, why when the b'shma asakoil is osu? Shechashinen shiachshidu she'emidah b'shabbos. And in Sifkot Memches was mashma, the Isur Vashma Haskoil is the Usha Milse Vizilusa the Shabbosu. It's noisy, it's not a covenant for Shabbos, not because people were choshed that he did the Melocha in Shabbos. People see a Melocha is done in Shabbos. Here the Mashma Mishabur is because it's the Isur that people will think that he did it in Shabbos,
דבר שדאקרי לאחרים בידיים, זה מותר, שמזמן היה בקלז, to make a watch, to wake you up. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. שמזמן, it's not that you're allowed to, it's not really עיקר מלוכה, and מחוון, the time, to make the watch to wake you up. ומילה ואל, it's not מלוכה, and Shabbos, to make the watch to wake you up. ומילה, you're allowed to מחוון, ערב Shabbos, the watch to make you, to wake you up. This is on the old watches. That the mechaven, the watch, the Rosh Hashanah, is a meloch, is maki bepatish. But the mechaven, the mesada, the waking up of the watch, the alarm clock, not Rosh Hashanah, is valid as a meloch, for sure you're allowed to do it on Rosh Shabbos. The shayla is a new electric alarm clock. You're allowed to mechaven on Rosh Shabbos to wake you on Shabbos, and that is a shmoa haskoil. If it's not so pashut, Ando will ask him, because ain't hakel yoidim. A lot of people are making on it. The same question comes up if a person has, you have a system in the phone company, you could call up a number and they call you back on Shabbos. It's electric. Again, it's Ashma Askoil, it's Mutar Asu. Ve'ine mucha chodim mishabuhem mikan da'osu la'amid b'Shabbos. Ve'afilu le'em alayin yudhi la'amid b'Shabbos. Ke'vnosu she'em mitzvah le'etaz van krishme. O'y tfile gam ken tzorchiyun. Ne'efshad yesh me'melochet v'artere. Ve'loy hutar על ידי אינו יהודי, אפילו במוקם מצווה. ואין לכמון סימן שילה מתחזר משנבורת. זו עד השולחנוך סעיף וור. לא יצא עוד אמר רב שבא שמו לחשיך במחתוי ביודוי, להפוק if it's in a place that it's only a שינוי, so then even if it takes it out of the Shabbos, it's only the רבונות, so it didn't make a גזירה לגזירה. ולא בכל מוסוי, שמו ישכח וייצא, אבל מותר לא צאת בתפילין שמו לחשיכו, לפי שאינו ישכחו. So the din of the Gemara, a person is not allowed to go with something in his hand on Shabbos, some more like a sheikh or half an hour before Shabbos, Shema Yishkach V'yetzi. Zog the Mishnah Bure, Seif Kotten Nun Gimel. I'm sorry, Seif Kotten Nun Aleph. V'machtoi, v'u ha-din k'sha'ir so shal chafotim b'yodoi. V'u ha-din k'sha'yesh lo yishar chidush, because the Meiri is mashma, that the reason that it's osur on ha-machat, because he will forget that it's Shabbos, because he's holding a needle. And needle is not Shabbos dig. But Mele is a gzeira that he will come to carry it in Shabbos. But if it's not a machat, lefid meir is like a shom zaman, maybe it will not be also. Only in a machat, that when he sees it, he thinks that it's not Shabbos, and Mele is a gzeira shema, he will come to carry. Beyodei vua din sheyesh lo yishar chifetz, munach le bekisri. Nederech hoitzor v'chaya b'Shabbos. V'asur lotes v'y, v'yibes yisomo l'chashecho, shema yishkach v'yitziyayim m'shechashecho, what he will forget, Magen Avraham says he will forget that it's Shabbos, not that the chayfet is in his hand. Aval muta lotzor shusur rabim samu l'chashecha b'machat atchuv le bevigdoi. V'chol ka yoitze b'ze. B'mokim shen derech loitzio b'chol, but it's not the way to carry it in weekday. B'inyan shema yoitze b'shabbos potom d'ay reise, kem avu ala kamon. Z'af al pish al kuponim b'rabon osu, le'gozru chazal g'zeir ala g'zeir. V'lefi zeh zog dem ishtabu ra'i idne, de leker shusur rabim elo karmelis, שורי לא תסבחפת שביודי שמו לך שייכו. היינו קדם שקיע, זה לא יעבי, לגזירה, לגזירה. מי הוא לדעת הרבה פויסקים מהמחאה במכלול, גם בזמן הזה יקר שסורד עם די רייסה. But if it's only the רבונון, זאת משנה ברורה, is no איסור רב לא תסביודי. כמו שקוסה בסימן שמח. ולפי מה שקוסה בגרו בביורו, that is only שמו לך שייכו. או במשך השייכו, ממש, שמו לשקיע, ממש אוסו אפילו לקאמליס, So even Bizman is that also. But again, in a place that is a Eiruv, and it's not even a Yisrael Rabbanon, it's not Shaykh this Yisrael. So the Gzeir Rabbanon Shema Yishkar V'yoytzi, Aynu Shi Yishkar V'yoytzi, Es HaChifetz, Mishetech Shem Moshusur Shus, V'yavirenu Arba Ames Moshusur Rabim. Aber Tfilin Beroyshi is allowed to, because he doesn't forget. Ratzalema, Aber Tfilin Shem Beroyshi, V'gazrin Shema Yishkar Mude Salka Moshach HaShaykho. V'yitztorich Oz Lefanoisom, V'yasirim Al Atzmai, V'yishor Arba Ames Moshusur Rabim. שמסתומן השכח ומרוישי, שמיצו למשמש בכל שור. What is the pshat? In Tfilin will not forget. So if the pshat you forget that he has it, so then in Tfilin is pashut, because במשמש בכיסוי, במשמש בתפילין בכל שור, you will not forget that it's on his head. But the gzeir is not because you will forget the chayfet, that is not דרך הצוע בכך. The gzeir is you forget that it's Shabbos. So why in Tfilin is no problem? Because he for sure will take it out before Shabbos, and there's no gzeir that you will forget. מה שאיקן in the machat, He could carry it. He will forget for a while it's in his hands. Then he will remember that it's in his hands, but he forget that it's Shabbos. Aber im Eichzum biyodei osu lotzis en somu l'chashechuk mishar chafotzim. The Messiah died to me and the Yishuv yitzir mishar chashechuk mishus l'shus.
oi she isem arba. Zorim shom zarnu meirbach. So how people in a place that is no eruv, if they go in, or she sorag in the reis and chutzlaus go with a siddur 5 minutes before Shabbos, also let us behave as we are, they samul hasher, she mishka the reitze, with tzorichim, shulchan shleimai. The Mishnah Loch is a Pashta Teretz. When he's taking it to Shul and he's not planning to carry it in Shabbos and he's taking it al das to put it down before Shabbos, is no gzeir. Someone is going for a walk in Shabbos, he has a macha. He says, maybe I will take it down. He's not taking it in a purpose to get somewhere before Shkia and to put it down there before Shkia. Chai Gavne, then it's mutar, Shulchan Shleimer. Zog de Shulchan Aruch Seif Zayin. Mitzvah lemashmish odom bekilo b'Rav Shabbos somo lachashicho. Not only is the Isur Lotus Berev Shabbos, Mitzvah Le'odom Le'mashmesh Kelov Godo Berev Shabbos Somo Le'chashicho, Shal'ibim Dobor She'osur Lotus Berev Shabbos. Has to look in his pocket, there is nothing that is Osur Lotus Berev Shabbos. Zog the Mishnah Berurah Godo Bechol Mokim She'darko Le'ishtamesh Ken Kisim Atfurim Va'avav Chagoy Roi Mokim She'minag Le'aniach B'teir Chafotso. Shema Yeshi is a double, but it's still a Shusarabim. You have to know exactly why he has to check. Even if not, if he doesn't know that he has a chayfet, and he's not kavanasi lahoyti, mechatez it's a melocha, exactly. Maybe later in the middle of Shabbos, he will take it out of his pocket and he will hold on to it. Now the Mishabura asks, Shema Yeshi va muktzvi et al telenu b'Shabbos. Ay, it's a derabonu gzere l'gzere, kevin she'efshar bekal zak b'shar ha-tziyun, v'meli is mechuyuf to check, maybe he has muktzvi. Nafkimin is in a place that is Eiruf, and it's a Shemayishkach v'yayitzah is not Shaykh. Aber Zachir v'liv the Kisoy, mitzad Shema Sidon Mukhtzenet. And the Godim says, even mitzad Shemayishkach v'yayitzah, not in a place that is Eiruf, but even in a place that it's only with the Rabbonon, it's the Carmelis, also is Zachir v'lemashash v'godo. Be'erv Shabbos, nire du'adin b'Shabbos im roitzel osis chutz la'Eiruf. So before Shabbos, he didn't have to check because it's a Eruv. And now he wants to go. He rogi loses b'kisei dover amuto letzalter shetzorich lemashmash b'tchilo. So I want to be mad. We have a couple different chidushi halachos here. Ezechiyu lemashmash b'godo v'erev Shabbos shemo yishkach v'yeitza. B'mokim that is no Eruv tiltol deraisa is poshe that ezechiyu lemashmash b'godo. Loshon HaShulchan Aruch is not a chiyuv, mitzvah lemashmash b'godo b'erev Shabbos, shemo yishkach v'yeitza. Frag de Biur Haloche, the Loshon HaGemara is, chayev mishne b'daf yudalef in Shabbos, chayev odom lemashmash b'godo b'erev Shabbos. Why here it's only a mitzvah? Zog de Biur Haloche, how it could be a chiyuv? Is a isur lotis erev Shabbos b'rabbonon. Now is a chiyuv even in the house to check? See the goyen, maybe you could say, yeah. Also lotis a half an hour before, and in the house, it's a chiyuv to check even a couple of minutes before. And because it is a mitzvah l'mashmash b'godov, shema yishkach v'yeitze. And the place that is the Eruv, we said even there is no chiyuv to check, but it's a chiyuv to check for mukta. Shavuot says now he's going to go out to a mokim. That is no Eruv, that is a Eruv. And then he doesn't have to check mitzad tiltul, only mitzad mukta. In the middle of Shabbos he wants to leave the place that is a Eruv, he has to check. Now, he checked before Shabbos or not? Could be he checked. But he's regulated to put chafatim inside. So then again, before he leaves the mokrim, that is the Eruv, he has to check again. What do you say? No, maybe some. He never checked because it's the Eruv. And maybe he was never mechuyev to check. But the Mishavur is mashal as a chiyuv to check for mukta. Now, if it's a chiyuv to check even in Shabbos, zog de chazanish, or mechuyudah said b'shem de chazanish, now they pass in Shemir Shabbos kirchosu b'shem de minchas ha-Shabbos, then in Shabbos is the issur to put things in the bucket. If it's a chiyuv to check before Shabbos, maybe I will go out. So not only when I'm intending to go out. Samuch l'chashechu, you have to check. So b'meila is the issur to put chafazim in the pockets in Shabbos. In a chalata l'moshu, that I use only during the suda, there is no problem. Because I'm not going to use it to the street. But the kelim that I'm going to use on the street is a chiyuv not only to check, even with Shabbos, not to put. And the Mechaviyud said, the Chazanish never put his handkerchief inside his pocket on Shabbos. Thus is, with the same aloche, if chiyuv dike be'erev Shabbos, samor lechashecha, shem yishkach v'yeitze.
You have to know in Chiddush in Muktzel who's a tiltum min atzad. What is exactly the case that Yechoshesh? Maybe later he will touch it. Aber as they state the Mishnah Berurah. Shlomo Zalman says, Andrew will machmir even to clean out the crumbs from the packets. Because he's entitled to the crumbs. Shlomo Zalman says, with the crumbs you don't have to be choishish. Or something, if you have something in between the teeth. We never heard you have to brush your teeth before you go out on Shabbos. But he says, if you have like a piece of sand, a heavy sand in your shoe that bothers you, you have to take it off. Because the gzeira shemba is a gzeira. Before you go out to Shasarabim, it's a tiltul and you have to take it out from your shoe before Shabbos.